You're listening to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Low shipping costs trump delivery time in North American e-commerce. The Chinese tech giant Alibaba has released its own brand smartphone, and tourist destinations in the Asia-Pacific region are being offered the opportunity to launch an unforgettable online marketing campaign. Research by Purolator International has revealed that US and Canadian online shoppers are willing to wait longer for items to be delivered if it means lower shipping costs. When asking respondents what the most important thing was when ordering a product online, 32% of Americans and 44% of Canadians said shipping costs were their primary concern. This was followed by an online store's reputation, Canadian tax laws, delivery speed, and ease of return. Almost 60% of Americans and 80% of Canadians said they were willing to wait 4 days or more for delivery if it meant lower shipping costs, with around a third saying it was very important to be able to get cheap shipping. Around half of Americans and 60% of Canadians said they were put off from online shopping during the holiday period last year due to expensive shipping costs, showing that putting shipping costs too high really does translate into fewer customers. Cross-border e-commerce between the US and Canada is booming, with around $300 billion US dollars worth of American goods being sold in Canada each year. The Chinese tech giant Alibaba has released its own brand smartphone. Alibaba teamed up with Meizu to produce the smartphone, which is affordably priced and aimed at the low-end Chinese smartphone market. It's not the only Chinese internet company that has entered into the Chinese smartphone market, however. Earlier this year, Qihoo 360 released a new smartphone that costs just 399 yuan, equivalent to 41 British pounds or 63 US dollars. The news comes as the more established Chinese smartphone maker Xiaomi announced its plans to enter the African smartphone market. Xiaomi will start selling its smartphones in 14 African countries from next month, following its success in China and India. It's following hot on the heels of Google, who released its latest cheap smartphone, HOT 2, in Africa just a few days ago as part of its Android One initiative. The Android One initiative aims to produce affordable smartphones running on the latest version of Android for customers in developing countries. The HOT 2 smartphones are being sold in Nigeria, Egypt, Kenya, Ghana, Morocco, and the Ivory Coast at a cost of $88. Tourist destinations in the Asia-Pacific region are being offered the opportunity to launch unforgettable online marketing campaigns due to a competition being launched by TripAdvisor and the Pacific Asia Travel Association, or PATA. Tourism companies are being invited to demonstrate what makes the region a unique attraction for travelers, with the competition organizers looking for destinations with rich heritage, culture, customs, and natural beauty. The winners will be awarded with a prize worth $500,000, with the chance to work with digital marketers at TripAdvisor to create online marketing campaigns to promote their destinations. Travelers around the world are always on the lookout for places to discover and explore. By participating in the PATA CEO Challenge, emerging destinations will have the opportunity to showcase their unique destination to TripAdvisor's global travel community, a TripAdvisor spokesperson said. The deadline for entries is the 1st of October 2015. And finally, the founder of Jumia has said that convenience and increasing trust are behind the booming e-commerce market in Nigeria. Nigeria is the leading African nation for e-commerce, with 90% of Nigeria's 50 million internet users either shopping online currently or planning to do so in the future. Increasing trust is leading to an increasing number of people willing to move away from the traditional cash-on-delivery payment option and paying online. Poor internet infrastructure and expensive broadband costs are hampering uptake, however, by preventing many people from getting online in the first place. Addressing these issues with internet access would help e-commerce to grow even further, he said. And that's all for today. Thanks for listening, and join me next time for more global marketing news. Goodbye.